Hello and welcome to, what is the name of the podcast again?
This Month in Astronomy November edition.
Yeah, that. Okay. I'm going to scoot it closer so they can hear you.
Today we're going to be talking about events that have happened in the last month of November, and later on in the podcast move on to December events that are going to happen.
All right.
Special guest McCray.
Yes. Who finally decided to show up. That's pretty awesome. I'm trying not to.
All right. Elijah, you want to start us off with that?
Sure. We will start. Let me see. We'll start November 10th. We've got Mercury reaches its highest point in the morning sky. So this is all throughout the year. Mercury has been getting higher and higher and higher. And now it's reached its peak. And now it's going to slowly start dropping from November 10th and on. What do you got for us?
Dude, seeing Mercury go down that path. It's just a rough time.
It is a rough. Yeah, it's in retrograde.
He reaches his peak and now he's having a... Yeah. I hope he gets back up there soon enough.
Hopefully.
The Leonids meteor shower.
The Leonids?
Which is?
On November 16th through the 17th. It's an average shower with 15 meters per hour at its peak.
15 meters per hour?
I mean, it's okay.
Wasn't the one that we observed?
It's not exciting.
16?
Yeah.
Something like that.
All
right.
Which we did observe one, yes. Podcast listeners.
Podcast listeners.
November 30th was the full moon. And let's see here. The new moon was on the 15th this month.
Of this month? December?
November.
Oh, okay.
All right.
You got anything for us, McCray?
So do you guys know what the wow signal is?
The wow signal?
The wow signal.
Don't you tell us about it?
Okay, so basically in the 1970s, they had like this giant, it wasn't the biggest one, but it was like a radio telescope, and it was called Big Ear. Well, throughout the 1970s, it was looking for, signs of extraterrestrial life, and on August 15th of 1977, it found one, a strong one at that. It lasted 72 seconds, and the scientist who was listening to this at the time circled the data, and wrote "wow" right next to it, so that's where it got its name, signal. So that happened a few years ago.
What was in the signal like? What did they?
You know, it didn't sound like anything else.
Abnormal data.
Exactly.
Was it?
Oh. Exactly. Yeah. So, anyways, ever since then, they've been looking for like, where did that come from? And they've been looking for similar stars. And they think they found one that might be the source of it. Yeah.
And when was this?
This was, like,
sometime in November.
Yeah. Sometime in November.
Just go on.
Sometime in November.
So what was the thing that was causing it?
They don't know. They just found one that they think that they think might be the source, and that's literally it. That's all the
really
thing talks about.
Wow.
But it's pretty interesting. Pretty interesting nevertheless.
So they're just on to a lead.
Yeah, they found a lead.
Okay. I see.
Oh, another interesting part about it is they found 66 other stars, but this one is the closest that matches our sun with the same temperature and everything. And luminous.
So that could be life.
Life that's
orbiting
that
sun, and that's why it's significant.
Did a great job in ascertaining that.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Right. November 23rd. I was published on this galaxy encounter disturbed the Milky Way galaxy. So I think last time for you podcast listeners, we talked about the large. And I think the was a small Magellanic cloud. And those were the two galaxies that we were able to see that were pretty close. And they were leaving like streaks in the sky.
Oh, wow.
And so now we figured that, I guess scientists found out that they're moving, the large Magellanic cloud is actually crossing Milky Way's boundary. And so it moved the galaxy 700 million years ago. So
you may want to move closer because I don't see it registering.
Old news.
Old news, but new news. Yeah.
All right. And then on the 29th of November, which was not that long ago, we actually had a penumbral lunar eclipse, and it was visible all over North America, but this was not the main show when it comes to lunar eclipses. So it was just part of the shadow. So the moon would just dim slightly and then slowly return back to its normal brightness.
All right. So let's see what the date on this is. Again, the 23rd. A very big explosion happened, which seemed to have been a pretty big deal. And this big explosion happened, let's see here, a really long time ago. I'm not exactly sure when, but it was the brightest thing we've observed through, I guess it was Hubble that found it. And so what happened was in half a second, more energy exploded in that half second than the lifespan of the sun.
Ooh.
So it happened really quickly, and it actually created a really big explosion that in most cases would result in a black hole, but in this case it actually created what we think might be the first, I think it's called a magotar.
Magotar?
Which is a super big star.
Oh.
That I think that it might have created. Let me find the article on that too.
Magnetar.
Miss Murphy in the back.
Interesting. Wow. she's over here listening to the podcast before it airs.
Yeah, and then she's going to listen.
Hey, this is unreleased footage.
Okay. So I think the general census of it is it's two stars that collided. And actually, instead of just completely tearing apart, actually kind of formed another like really big star. And it has these little streaks that revolve around it really quickly. And it goes like a bunch of time, like millions of times around it a second or whatever. And it's super fast. And it creates this really large magnetic field, I believe. And yeah, and it's really cool because the explosion ended up making that instead of a black hole. And so they think they found one. And basically it just looks like a line kind of in the sky, and it's just two star, or I guess one star now, with really like strong magnetic field. So it's kind of cool.
This says that magnetars are actually neutron stars. They're like pulsars, but they have very, very, very strong magnetic fields. So much stronger than what you'd see with a pulsar.
Yeah, that's what I was getting to. And so they think that's the first one they saw. They're not exactly sure.
And did they pick this up with X-ray scans? Because this says that
they did pick it up with X-ray scans.
Yeah. So neutron stars,
the first thing they
emit X-rays, and pulsars don't.
Yeah, they
quite
they,
like these.
They found gamma ray bursts first, actually, and then they did some more studying on it, and the X-rays were what they think led them to finding the magnetar that they believe is there. But there is no, they don't see any black, they don't detect any black hole there, which is unusual for like a blast that big in space. So.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
In other news, on the 14th of December, we're going to have a new moon and then a full moon on the 30th of December. So should keep your eyes out for that. Also, Jupiter and Saturn are getting closer. And as they near in on their once in 20 years conjunction on December 21st of 2020, they'll be at their closest at just 0.1 degrees apart.
Wow. It's very close.
It's very close.
Yeah. Will they look like they're like on top of each other, or will they just look like one like single? Because I think I read about that a little bit.
It'll look like, you know, one.
One? It'll look like one big bright thing in the sky.
Two bright blobs. Probably through a telescope you'd be able to see that they're separate, but... Yeah.
Like, you know.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe that'd be something you have to look at to know.
Yeah.
All right.
So
now do we want to talk about the Geminids meteor shower?
Sure.
I want to pause it before we get to talking about this, you know, this unreleased leakage.
It's okay. I'm already talking about it, which is cool.
So it's
December 14th. December 14th is the peak of the Geminid meteor shower, which is the one everybody waits for all year. It is the best.
Ooh, that means quick observation, the since it's new moon, the moon's light won't be like polluting anything.
Exactly, so which should be really which cool. is going to be awesome.
Wow, that's going to be nice.
So you would see a lot of them. Hmm. And this year, we're looking at a peak of up to like 120 meteors per hour, which is a lot better than the Leonids, as we mentioned before. A lot better. It'll be a lot more fun to watch. And then we also have on December 14th, unfortunately not for us, but there is a total solar eclipse across Patagonia. I mean, we could fly there and watch it, but that would be expensive, so we're not going to do that.
As you can pay for it.
Okay. All right. That's it for this month in astronomy for November edition. We will see you again for December, hopefully.
Thanks for having me.
If McCray decides to show up, then it'll be extra fun.
That's really funny about all this. Thanks for having me. That's really funny about this. It's like the third or fourth month in the school, and this is the first, you know, this month in astronomy I've ever done in my life.
Yeah.
First one.
Well.
Really glad my first time was with you guys.
Awesome. Thank you very much, McCray. I would shake your hand, but that's not cool. So, thanks for listening.